You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Marielle Segarra in for Molly Wood. In this pandemic, we are shopping online way, way more than we ever have. And sometimes we want to return the things we buy, which can be a hassle, what with shipping and restocking fees and printing out return labels with the printers we definitely all have at home. This holiday season, some retailers are trying to make returns easier, like employees at Simon Malls will process returns for brands like Levi's and Gap, so all you have to do is go to a mall kiosk with your item and a QR code. But as annoying as online returns can be for us, they might be worse for the retailers. Sucharita Kadali is a retail analyst at Forrester. She says when you return something you bought online, it usually goes back to a warehouse, and then the retailer has to decide what to do with it.
And either it will go to potentially what we call jobbers who buy the merchandise for cents on the dollar, or it could get destroyed if it's not in resaleable condition. The other scenario is that if it actually is in resaleable condition, they need to think about whether they're going to mark it down or whether they're going to sell it, put it back on the shelf at full price.
It sounds like a lot of decisions to make.
A lot of decisions, and that's why over the years there's been a lot of return software that's been created to try to keep track of all this stuff and try to create some consistency around the process.
And does that software work? Can software make these kinds of decisions about should we accept this sweater back and should we resell it or destroy it or whatever?
To some degree, I mean, there's some information that software can provide. It can let you know how much of the inventory is actually still being sold. It can tell you, is it a really hot item? And it's highly likely that there's a good chance that it could sell again at full price if you were to put it on the shelf. But there's still a level of human interaction that's necessary. I mean, somebody has to inspect the merchandise and assess whether it's been worn or, you know, is there a stain on it or is the tag missing? Because all of that can impact things like the resaleability and the salvageability of that merchandise.
I mean, it sounds like retailers have really been trying to figure this out, to hack this process, right, and make returns easier for them and for us, and also cheaper for them. Are there any other ways they're doing that or ways they're using technology to do it?
Well, I mean, the cheapest return is the return that never happens, right? So having more accurate sizing charts, having more accurate photography, the closer that you can be to what the actual product is and simulate the lighting and the coloring so that it actually looks like what's shipped, that's the ideal. And that can reduce returns too. One of the number one reasons that people return either clothing or home goods, anything kind of aesthetic, is typically because the item was not pictured as what was ultimately sent.
Sucharita Kadali is a retail analyst at Forrester. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.